or your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Terrain systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Terrain. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Terrain.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They're readying the final farewell in Houston.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After a lot of people lined up at the church where former President George H.W. Bush worshipped to pay last respects.
The love that he had for his wife was most iconic for me.
Now Fox's Jeff Manasso is live in Navasota, Texas, along the route a train will take the casket to the Bush Library for burial.
Dave, up to 15,000 people paid their respects to the late former president at St. Martin's Church overnight.
No matter what side of the fence you fall on, it's a life well lived is what we should wake up for each and every day.
Houston will forever be indebted to him because he showed them how to love and live.
President Bush's private funeral service begins at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The Oak Ridge Boys will sing Amazing Grace. Reba McEntire will sing the Lord's Prayer. And eulogists include longtime 41 friend James Baker and grandson George P. Bush. Before the late president's casket is placed aboard a train passing us here in Navasota under that big Texas sky, bound for his resting place in College Station. Dave.
Jeff, a U.S. Marine is dead. One of the two rescued after a midair collision over the Pacific between a fighter jet and a refueling plane. The other one pulled out of the water alive is in fair condition. Five other Marines are still missing. The search continues. Another big sell-off looms on Wall Street. Dow futures down about 400 points. Markets also plunge overseas. And a big reason, the arrest of a Chinese tech executive.
Her name is Sabrina Meng. She is the CFO of the Chinese telecom Huawei. Taken into custody on Saturday. That's interesting. That's the same day as the presidents of China and the U.S. met in Argentina at the G20. She was taken at the request of American authorities. She faces extradition to the United States.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti at issue allegations Huawei violated U.S. sanctions doing business with Iran. The Golden Globe nomination is just out. A movie about former VP Dick Cheney. Vice up for the most awards for movie 6. The assassination of Gianni Versace got the most TV nominations. The awards will be handed out next month. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal. And we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories. Where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload. Where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies. And where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested. And tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford. Built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Congress is expected to approve today two more weeks of government funding, pushing the next deadline to December 21st. The next date of a possible shutdown over a budget dispute that includes President Trump's demand for billions of dollars for his border wall, which Democrats keep resisting. In Wisconsin, Democrats are angry at what GOP state lawmakers have done with the governor-elect urging the governor he defeated, Scott Walker, not to sign the bill.
Lame duck legislation passed by the Republicans in the Wisconsin State House would limit the powers of the incoming governor. Governor-elect Tony Evers, a Democrat, says he's not taking it lying down.
All issues are on the table, whether it's litigation or other issues. We are exploring anything to make sure that this legislation does not get into practice.
Republican Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's not a power grab.
We've already vetted these with legal experts that we believe have shown that they are clearly constitutional.
The bills passed earlier this week in an all-night session are designed to shift power to the GOP-controlled legislature and weaken the authority of the governor, the seat they'll lose in January. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Tennessee's getting ready to fire up old Sparky again, planning to execute another killer who chose the chair instead of the needle.
Barring court intervention and following a last meal of fried chicken and mashed potatoes, David Earl Miller's 36 years on Tennessee's death row will end tonight in the state's electric chair. Miller, convicted of beating and stabbing a young woman to death in May of 1981, given a choice by the state, Miller chose death by electrocution, believing the state's method of lethal injection would take longer and be more painful. His attorneys have asked the courts to rule the use of the chair unconstitutional, but the federal appeals court says that since it was his choice, he can't make that argument. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Michigan has become the 10th state to legalize recreational marijuana, effective today, a month after voters approved it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has voted to lower the fine for possession of cannabis to $50. The News Gazette says council members also indicated they want to look at the fines in place for other violations, like those that apply to alcohol and tobacco. Two people were killed and three others were hurt when a semi going the wrong way on Interstate 74 hit a school bus head-on in Downs last night. ABC News says the bus was carrying a group of Normal West High School athletes. A school worker on the bus, 72-year-old Charles Crabtree, was killed. The semi-trailer driver was driving east in the westbound lane of the interstate. The school district said there were 11 people on the bus and all of the students were transported to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. The students include JV girls basketball players. Illinois State Police are investigating what happened. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Yeah, they were coming from, what, a ball game at Champaign Central?
Yes.
I think JV women. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, it's just a JV girls. Just high school. Sorry. High school girls from Normal West. They come here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a little white small bus that sometimes they bring or a big old yellow one. Anyway, just a real sad story. Did she say two fatalities?
Yes, the 72-year-old volunteer, Charlie Crabtree, with the team, and they posted on social media stuff on the Unit 5 page, but the other
driver,
he was from Iowa 34, but they hadn't reached his next of kin, so.
Driving the other way.
Right.
So he was driving the 34-year-old kid.
That's right.
Sad stuff. Our prayers are with all involved, because they, I mean, that's a connection to Champaign right there.
Had about 8:30 last night.
Man. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast. National Weather Service.
70% chance of snow likely before noon. Some say accumulation, maybe an inch or two. Down to 17 with clear conditions tonight. Up to 30 tomorrow. Down to 17. Around the freezing point for the high with sunshine again Saturday. Down to around 22 at night. Partly cloudy with a high 36 by Sunday. Right now we're at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
Feels like 93 in the Cardinal Nation world, man. We're jumping. Director of Ticket Sales and Retention is Rob Fasolt. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing just great. I'm actually doing better than great. What a great day for the Cardinals, and good morning to each of you.
Well, listen, yesterday at noon, you couldn't have given me your job. Today, I'm lobbying for it.
Well, that just shows you how volatile our industry is, I suppose.
But I mean, a guy like Paul.
I was happy to have my job yesterday, too.
Listen, it's like your director of ticket sales. They say, Rob, what's going on? And you're thinking, yeah, we're going to create this and do that promotion and do this. And bottom line is, you signed Paul Goldschmidt. Now you're employee of the month.
Well, I'll give that award to John Mozeliak and Michael Gersh.
I'm telling you.
What a great day for the Cardinals and for our brand. For our fans to have a player of Paul Goldschmidt's caliber all lined up for 2019, what a great time to talk about ticket packs, right?
No, you've got them, too, and I've noticed a lot of them, and it's been, you know, I think the diehard Cardinal fan has seen all these promotions and go, yeah. Now I'm going, what do you got?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I know.
All right, so talk to me about, because they were doing, like, here's the uniform change. I'm
right.
Going, I'm yawning here. I need a hitter. So now I'm all in on everything. So tell me what I can buy for Christmas. This would be a great Christmas present, Rob.
Well, I think the best Christmas present right now would be a Paul Goldschmidt jersey in our new powder blue road alternate colors. I think that would be what I'm going to get my kids for Christmas, because they're just as excited as I am for the acquisition.
Actually, I'm interested in that. Is that available, really?
I'm sure it will be available, yes. I know we're having a press conference tomorrow to announce Paul and his arrival, and I'm sure we'll have a jersey number and
Fantastic.
Knowing us, I'm sure we'll have jerseys available for sale for all of our fans.
That's awesome. Okay, what about packages for tickets? What deals are you talking about, Rob?
Absolutely. So outside of the jersey, we got to talk about tickets. You've got to make sure to come down and see Paul Goldschmidt and the Cardinals in 2019, and we've got a lot of ways to do that. Right now, on sale, we have 5, 6, and 10-game plans. They're all built around our highest demand games featuring our top promotional giveaway dates. We have opening day packs, which obviously feature opening day, and 9 other great games. We have a Cubs pack, which might be of interest to a lot of people listening because it features all 5 of the games or 5 of our games against our chief rival, the Chicago Cubs. We have a jersey pack, which features all the different wearables that we give out, the promotional jerseys and quarter zip pullovers. We have a bobblehead pack and many more.
Man, by the way,
I like this.
Have you done any analysis of Paul Goldschmidt as his career has gone against the Chicago Cubs, or shall I tell you?
Please tell me. I'd love to learn more.
Yeah, he hits .370 against Chicago.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's great.
And he hits equally as well against Milwaukee. Don't think those boys didn't see that number, too. Okay, so what do I do, Rob? How do I order all this stuff?
You know, the best way to go is Cardinals.com. Cardinals.com/holiday is the best place to look for our packs and what we offer each date. We have a lot of weekend games in all these packs because we know so many of our Cardinals fans are not in, say, a 30-minute driving range from Busch Stadium on weekdays. So we know they come in for weekends. They spend the summer weekends in St. Louis, and we have a lot of weekends built into our packs. They're as low as $54 to start, so they're very affordable. We pride ourselves on affordability here at Busch Stadium, and you can go to cardinals.com/holiday to see those.
Okay, Rob, if you want to switch jobs, you can do the Rob Fassold Morning Show. I can be your director of ticket sales, and my first job criteria, and they sit with me and they say, listen, you're doing fine, Stevie J, but you need to calm down. You just need to calm down. You're just driving. We're all drinking too much coffee with you around. So, listen, it's great to talk with you. I'm excited for the new year, and I think it's going to be a really, really fun Cardinal season. People need to go to cardinals.com/holiday, and they can get all the stuff you're talking about in time for Christmas, I presume, right?
Absolutely, Stevie J. Go to cardinals.com/holiday. Order today, and you'll have everything under the tree for Christmas.
You're the man, Rob. Keep up. You're the man now. Look at all this, all the interest now.
Right.
By the way, Rob, you got the deal done, man. I know you were texting John Mazaliak. Good work.
I did applaud him when I saw him walking down the hall.
Heck yeah.
There you go.
Good job, Paul. Thank you, Rob. We appreciate you.
Okay, thanks, guys. We appreciate you.
All right, Rob Fassold is the Director of Ticket Sales and Retention. St. Louis Cardinals.
A good day in Cardinal Nation yesterday.
Yeah, Paul Goldschmidt, all-star, joining the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. That's a big, big get. 8-12.
Pay attention, Illini Nation. Game Day Spirit is running a special offer now through Christmas Eve. At either Game Day Spirit store in Campus Town or on South Neal, spend $150 on regular priced items and get a $25 gift card with your purchase. That's right. If you spend $150 at Game Day Spirit, you get a $25 gift card for free. This offer ends on December 24th, so even if you're a last-minute shopper, you won't miss out on this great deal. Get your gear at Game Day. Happy holidays and go Illini.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders, and top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign, and find them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Life is changing more rapidly than ever. How important is courage in the midst of uncertain times? During this year's Live to Lead broadcast that we hosted, John Maxwell said, "If you want to leadership well, move forward courageously in the midst of uncertainty." You see, life expands or basically shrinks based on the amount of courage that we have. And when we begin to move forward in uncertain areas, pathways that we've never taken before, we start leading even when we don't have the answers, even when we don't have all the resources in our lives. If we wait until we have all the answers and all the resources, we may never move forward. People don't follow titles or positions, they follow courage. Let's move forward courageously to do the right thing, to pursue our dreams, to bring people along with us and help them succeed. Courage helps us expand our dreams, achieve our dreams, and celebrate our successes. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brew Washington Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Guys, this year for Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky nudies pajamas available exclusively at pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, Nudie's pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. Nudie's is so seductive, she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com today. That's pajamagram.com.
Yeah, we're already talking Cardinal Cub bus trip next year. Here you go, sports headlines. Fighting Illini basketball looked good at the end of the first half. Had a halftime lead, a four-point halftime lead.
Yeah, 38-34.
And really came down to a lot of fouls and just couldn't make baskets. And in basketball, that is going to get you.
Does Brad Underwood need to improve his halftime speech?
I think he's
riding high because we've been leading at half in some of these games. And
well,
then
there were a couple of early in the second half, like little shots, bunnies, layups, little shots he should have made. And a little turnover. It was not pretty.
Well, on social media, Illini Nation, you know, up in arms about the officiating.
Well, there's that. Certainly when you're letting them play so physically under the basket and then call a touch foul on Trent Frazier, which was his fourth or fifth foul. Anyway, and then Trent took a real tumble late in that game, had to be helped off the floor and missed 17 seconds of play and was back. Trent Frazier apparently okay. Looked like he landed on his tailbone. High flying straight on the tailbone.
Oh,
it looked very painful, and he was writhing in pain. It looked very scary because you've got to have Trent Frazier.
77-67 was the final with the Buckeyes, number 19 in the nation. On top of that one, they are 8-1. We are 2-7. We've got UNLV Saturday at the State Farm Center at 1. And in theory, if Illinois volleyball playing Marquette tomorrow at 11, they could be playing in Huff Hall at 3.
Yeah.
So that one's tight for Illini Nation to get from one place to the other, but it's all good. And, you know, I'm counting on wins here. We'll find out more from Chris Thomas inside the next 10 minutes about our Illinois volleyball team, Illinois women's basketball team, beating Indiana State yesterday. Also trending in college sports is number 23 in the college playoff rankings, Missouri coach Barry Odom with a two-year extension through 2024 and a $3 million salary increase. 8-4 this season. They're playing in the Liberty Bowl against Oklahoma State on New Year's Eve. They his record 19-18 overall. That's Barry Odom. Edmonton over the St. Louis Blues in a shootout 3-2. Anaheim beat Chicago 4-2. The Blackhawks in Vegas tonight. And of course, we're all about Paul Goldschmidt coming to the St. Louis Cardinals from the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Well, it was a really, really, really good deal. There's all kinds of rumors about this, and they're going to have to give up Dakota Hudson, which is one of the prospects the Cardinals have. Giving up Luke Weaver, Carson Kelly, who I don't think, at least at this point, can hit Major League Baseball pitching. And then Andy Young, who's a younger guy, I think double A, and then a draft pick in the 2019. I think a 70th pick or something. So I think all in all is a really good deal for the Cardinals to get even just 1 year control of Paul Goldschmidt. He's an all-star, six-time all-star, has finished second and third like four times for the MVP voting in the National League. He's a real big-time player, and he's coming to the Cardinals to play first base. Good news. For expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
We're at our high of 34, 17 our low tonight. Chance of snow shower after 10 at 70%. That could bring some accumulation to our grounds. We've got a high of 29 expected tomorrow with the sunshine down to 17. Saturday up to the freezing point with sunshine again. Partly cloudy and a high at 37 by Sunday. 34 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we check your Fox Business Minute. Everybody kind of on edge. The market dropped 800 points on Tuesday. Then the day of mourning for George Herbert Walker Bush yesterday. Market was closed, so everybody a little on edge how it's going to open here. Stand by, we'll check 820.
From the Fox Business Network, private companies continued to create jobs last month, though not as many as forecast. Payroll company ADP says 179,000 private sector jobs were created in November. Economists were predicting 195,000. Fewer people were filing for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says new claims for jobless benefits dropped by 4,000. Americans were getting more done at work in the summer quarter. The government has revised its reading on productivity growth for the third quarter, up slightly to 2.3%. The Labor Department releases its monthly employment report on Friday. Futures are pointing to a sell-off on Wall Street today on renewed concerns about trade with China. An executive of China's Huawei Telecommunications has been arrested in Canada at the direction of the U.S., which has accused the company of violating sanctions against Iran. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Welcome to Fox Nation, an exclusive streaming service designed for the Fox News superfan, Sean Hannity.
Great thing about Fox Nation, you can always get us 24-7, 365.
Britt Hume.
I'd like to hear more. Fox Nation is the place to go to do that.
Janine Pirro.
That's why people come to us. They trust us, they believe us, and they know that we're giving it to them straight.
It's members-only content you won't see anywhere else. Fox Nation is live, so start your free trial at FoxNation.com today. Fox Nation, opinion done right.
3, 2, 8, 24, 24. Tapman's Towing, 24 hours every day.
Tapman's Towing,
3, 2, 8, 24, 24.
Tapman's Towing,
3, 2, 8, 24, 24.
Tapman's Towing,
24 hours every day.
Tapman's Towing,
we have pull and we're hooked on you.
Tapman's Towing,
822. Tens of thousands of interviews in my career. Occasionally, I want to avoid being Chris Farley, late great comedian from Saturday Night Live, where he was a really bad interviewer. But sitting behind the bench at Illinois Volleyball for the round of 64, then the round of 32, watching Chris Thomas's volleyball team up close and personal kind of makes you want to go, Chris, you remember when you stopped number 12 in Louisville? That was awesome. Just really bad interviewing because I'm now a big fan. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm okay with that. That's a good interview.
Exactly. You remember when you guys stopped her and blocked that? That was awesome.
That was so great.
What's the question? Oh, I don't have one. listen, I like watching how things work, and I'm telling you, people don't see how coordinated you guys are on the sideline. I mean, I got to see the other teams because you guys switch benches, of course, and it was so different. It looked like most of your work happens before the match.
Yeah, you know, I think there's we have a handful of matchups that we can go with. We have six rotations in our sport. You have an offense and defense on both. And if we're giving them too much information during the match, one, it not only allows them freedom to operate. I think a lot of the game is based off of making split-second reads. And two, they don't need to look over the bench every 2 seconds to see what's going on. They need to be focused in the moment. And our group does that as well as any. And yeah, they do a great job. So there's not much to say to them during the match. If we didn't, I'm a big John Wooden fan. If we didn't prep them well enough before we played, then we didn't do our job.
Yeah, well, and I heard you tell Jeremy Warner yesterday, you guys watch about 15 hours of tape for each appointment of opponent. Is that correct?
Depends who we're playing, but it could be more. Yeah, it gets up there. We have an unlimited database to watch film. You don't need to always watch that much, but the difficulty right now in tournament play is you don't know who you're potentially playing in the next matchup, so you have to watch a good amount of film on both teams, especially if we haven't seen them. This weekend is a little bit different in terms of we have Wisconsin on the other side of our bracket this weekend, so we've seen them twice already this year. So we have to prep for San Diego and Marquette. Of course, Marquette being the big one tomorrow.
Yeah. It just intrigues me how things work, and I think you've just obviously have such and then I read up on all of you've done, and you're a former professional volleyball player, star player. Your wife is the same. I mean, this. You remember Bonnie Blair? She's from Champaign, and she was a gold medalist speed skater, and she married Dave Cruikshank, who was an Olympic speed skater. You guys are a power couple in volleyball. This is crazy. I mean, you've got three kids, age 22 to 4 years old. They're going to have to 22 months to 4 years old. They're going to have to love volleyball.
Yes, they will. Let's get one thing straight. She is way better than I am at volleyball.
I mean, she was a gold. She was a silver medalist of the Olympics.
Yeah, silver medalist in 2008 in Beijing, and I was training in the same quad, but I didn't make the cut. So I got cut a couple years into the quad, but
Chris,
learn how to coach after that. So I'm happy that it worked out the way it did.
How has all that international stuff helped you as a coach?
Well, you know, it just allows us to see a lot of the game, and I do attribute my cutting from the national team to learning more about the game because I wanted to win. I wanted to get back in it so bad, and you know, figure out more what I could do. And so I did start coaching in the summers. Just with the random, kind of random camps all over the place. And then once my old coach got a job at UC Riverside, he asked me if I would join him, and I did. And, you know, just seeing a lot of volleyball, there's lots of different ways to play this game. And I'm sure, as you've seen, if you've been to more than one match, one team doesn't do the same as the next, don't have the same personnel. So there are a lot of variables that go on in our game. Mostly based off personnel systems, but I think that's where it helps the most. We've seen a lot of systems. We've seen a lot of personnel. We've seen a lot of players.
All right, in that match, you talked to Jordan Poulter. You pulled her aside. What did by herself? What did you tell her?
If I'm pulling her aside, if I'm talking to the quarterback. So I'm just there's probably a shift that we're making that's fairly large. And just about we're seeing something that they're trying to do to us defensively, and that we don't need to either play into or that we do need to play into and set up. Like you said, I don't talk too much between points. We just need to set up the next maybe six, seven plays. And that doesn't mean we're going play by play. It just means here's the general concept. And but that's the power of having a good setter. And she's able to take limited information and kind of make a masterpiece with it. Doing a great job for
it. Is it possible Jordan Poulter could wear a fake nose and glasses and come back next year?
I would love that, but no, her time is done. After these next handful of matches, then she's going to have a professional career in a couple weeks, and she'll be playing with the national team come this summer.
Well, listen, you're getting her done. Are you fast at changing diapers?
You know, I am pretty good at changing diapers, mostly because I don't like the smell. So I get in there pretty
fast.
Quick.
Because you're athletic too. You probably get your feet positioned well, and you're in a good position, and boom, you're done, and everything's done. Tickle them a little bit, you're good. That's awesome. And how is Jennifer handling such a young family?
Oh, great. You know, Champaign community, Champaign-Urbana community is great, and you know, there's lots of things to do for the kids. You know, she comes to practice every day. We've had a lot of help from parents in the recent months here.
Yeah.
We had our third on October 1st. And so between my mom and her mom, they've been out here pretty much the whole season helping us out. So that's been a big help. And Jimmy, my oldest, is on his way to school here next year. So that'll help too. But, it's not easy. I'll tell you that much. You know, there's a lot of time that goes into this. And, you know, especially in this last push, I got to be every which way and every which direction. And so she does a great job. You know, she's a great coach. She's a better wife than mother, though.
Chris, I'm reading about you liking the Spike Squad and Huff Hall and where you're playing. Is that still true? That was when you first came aboard at the U of I.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the reasons why I took the job. You know, there's always some uncertainty of what you're getting into in terms of team and team dynamics and whatnot. But I knew they were a fixture, and I've been here four times as an opponent with a couple other schools in Minnesota, Nebraska. And, you know, they're as good as any. So my goal is to beef up that section even more because I think it's a big home court advantage. And to be honest with you, that was me in college. Being able to make that chance and kind of get under the skin of your opponents, I think they do a great job, and happy to have a great relationship with them.
Nice.
Yeah, I know you can coach volleyball and obviously you can play volleyball, but I'm recognizing the timbre of your voice. I think you have a great voice. And if you would just please indulge me and say, hi, go ahead, you're on with Nighthawk. Could you just say that?
Say what again?
Go ahead, you're on the air with Nighthawk. I hear you at midnight being on the radio, and I want you to be called Nighthawk.
Go ahead, you're on the air with Nighthawk.
Whoa. I like
Ooh,
it.
Powerful. This could be, a new deal after the season. Forget recruiting. We just need you on the air here, bud. Listen, we're excited. Go get them. Let's get to the Final Four. Let's go. You're doing a great job. Congratulations on your success, Chris.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Chris Thomas, Illinois volleyball coach extraordinaire.
Go Illini.
Go Illini tomorrow, 11 o'clock at Huff. Hopefully 3 o'clock in the afternoon, probably Wisconsin. And then off to the Final Four, we hope. 8:30.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President George H.W. Bush honored this morning at a church in Houston where thousands had the chance to pay their respects overnight. This after dignitaries and loved ones like our 43rd president remembered our 41st in Washington.
And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
The president will be laid to rest at his library in College Station, Texas, later today. On Wall Street, a lot of selling among the factors weighing in on investors.
The concerns, the worries that we will not get a deal with China and that the two sides may be moving further apart rather than together.
That's Fox's Jerry Willis on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. The Dow's down more than 400 points right now. Some of those fears stoked by the arrest of a top executive for Chinese telecom, Huawei. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Leckevy Johnson has resigned from the job as leader of the Centennial football team. He said he felt he'd been neglecting some things he needs to focus on, church-wise and family-wise. He has been in charge of the program for 4 years. Another scam is picking up steam. This one is the Social Security scam. USA Today says scammers are increasingly posing as someone from the Social Security Administration and making harassing phone calls. In some cases, they are spoofing the 800 number for the Social Security Administration. So on your caller ID, at least, the call looks legit. In some cases, the scammer suggests the victim could lose Social Security benefits and demands personal information to keep those benefits in place. In some cases, the scammers demand that the victim put hundreds of dollars on gift cards in order to get a new Medicaid card, which you don't have to pay for. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Previously on Tay and Carp.
I mean, I'm going to give Illinois and Brad Underwood their due. I mean, Brad Underwood has told us, eye to eye, I'm not scared to play anybody. I think that's great. I think it's great that you want to go out and play the best. I think eventually, in 4 or 5 years, you've got a team of all Brad Underwood players. You're going to be that team that when you get to the Sweet 16, nobody wants to play, right? You're going to be like, oh, no, we drew Illinois.
Tune in weekdays. 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk Fighting Illini football, basketball, and more right here on ESPN 93.5.
Hello, this is Shane Calder of Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's Nursery is your home for a natural Christmas. Christmas isn't about pulling the dusty tree out of the box and plugging it in. It's about coming to Country Arbor's Nursery and picking out the best-looking, best-smelling tree you've ever had. Our Fraser firs are the best price in town, starting at under $40. $5 for a 6-foot tree. Country Arbors also carries fresh wreaths, roping, branches, and dozens of other fresh-cut greens for your decorations. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, home of the best live trees and cut branching in town. We're open every day but Thanksgiving. Go to countryarbors.com for hours and directions.
36 countries, thousands of artisans, and countless stories. They all come together when you experience 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign. You'll discover skillfully handcrafted jewelry, home decor, and more. Your purchase will bring dignity to families, feed and educate their children, and allow them to live happier and healthier lives. Experience unique handmade wonders of the world at 10,000 Villages, your fair trade retailer. Located at 105 North Walnut, downtown Champaign. Visit 10,000villages.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by CMI. You need a janitorial supply company? They are there. And they're on Bloomington Road, 359-6262. Betsy and Brad Parks, they have the Checkmate system and electrostatic sprayer. You want to get rid of the flu bug at your office? Boom. Call them today, 359-6262, CMIcLean.com.
Betsy brought by some Christmas chocolates yesterday.
Yeah.
She said, I know it's not Sugar Busters, but I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll eat it.
I ate part of it.
Oh, you did?
Delicious, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy.
We've got a high of 34 is what we're at now. 17 our low tonight. The chance of precipitation at 70%, and that could be some snow showers with some accumulation. We've got sunshine expected tomorrow, high 30, low 17. Up to around the freezing point with sunshine Saturday. More clouds on Sunday, but the high 37. 34 now, overcast, ESPN 93.5.
The funeral of George Herbert Walker Bush, I thought touching, incredibly well done. And unbelievable from his son.
Well, Dad, we're going to remember you for exactly that and much more. And we're going to miss you. Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
Mm. John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. And he was at the funeral. It is our friend John Decker. Wow. I thought it was so incredibly touching, John. What'd you think?
You know, I agree with you completely. You know, I got choked up when, you know, I was watching that. I watched the entire service. I had a great spot. I was in the balcony looking down as George W. Bush delivered that beautiful eulogy, you know, looking down not only on the casket of our 41st president, but also looking directly on to our former presidents and current president, President and Mrs. Trump, President and Mrs. Obama, President and Mrs. Clinton, and of course, President and Mrs. Carter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just such a great place because I saw their reactions to all of the eulogies that were delivered yesterday. And that's something, you know, you have to see in person. You know, when you watch on TV, for instance, and we also had a monitor up there, so I got to see what shots you were watching at home.
Wow.
But when you watch on television, it's a director who chooses what, you know, cutaways to show, what shots to show the audience. When you're there in person, especially from my vantage point, I can see everybody's face. You know, I get to see how everyone's reacting to all of the various eulogies that were delivered yesterday.
He truly was a unique individual. His service was unbelievable. I liked when his son said, when W said he had two speeds, full throttle and sleep.
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
That was George H.W. Bush. You know, he was known for his power golf games, you know, do 18 holes in, like, record time. He loved to be out there. You heard it in the eulogies yesterday. Loved to be out there in his speedboat. You know, sometimes the Secret Service in their own speedboat couldn't catch up with him. And, you know, he loved to be active, you know, whether it was here at the White House playing tennis. I don't know if you know this. One of the two of the people that paid tribute to the president over the course of the past few days here in Washington, Chrissy Evert and Pam Shriver, former obviously world-class tennis players who developed a very strong relationship with President Bush. And, you know, not only that, you have a number of other athletes who also were organized by Jim Nance of CBS. So Phil Mickelson, for instance, also paid tribute to the president here in Washington, D.C. He really touched so many lives.
Well, and my brother had a chance. There were eight guys that got to sit at a table for about an hour with George Herbert Walker Bush a number of years ago, a fundraiser of some kind, and my brother got to sit right by him, and he shared a story with us the other day when the president said, and George W. referenced him watching TV and having it on the volume on high. He says, yeah, I watch a lot of TV. Barr doesn't like the sound. So they got me headsets, and I can watch TV, and she's happy. And then Johnny says he stared off into space, and a few seconds later pounded his fist on the table. I was president of the United States of America. I ought to be able to watch TV in my own house. It's so
right. Too funny. Too funny, right? So human.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know, that's one of those great stories. Hey, I have to tell you a story that I didn't get a chance to tell you. Let me tell you a real quick story about one of my most prized possessions. It's a photograph of Vice President George H.W. Bush, President Ronald Reagan, and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. They're waving at the camera, smiling at the camera. The Statue of Liberty is in the background, Stevie.
Wow.
And I got it signed by all
you
three of them.
Not.
It took me 10
you
years.
Did
it
not.
Took me 10 years.
Wow.
But I got each of them to sign it. And, you know, that picture means the world to me because I just felt so strongly about both President Reagan and President Bush. And, you know, I knew when I saw that photograph, I have to have it. And then once I received it, I said to myself, I'm going to get all three.
That's
I don't know
amazing.
How it's going to happen,
that is
but
amazing.
I'm going to get all three of them to sign it.
Do you know that you could go to Sotheby's? That's the level you're talking here with that kind of a
well,
a
it's
document?
Funny you mention that. When President Reagan passed away, Sotheby's told me that it was worth $15,000.
Yeah, yeah,
so, you know, I'm, obviously it's gone up in value.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those, it's for me, it's priceless. I never part with it, but it's a great memento of a great moment. And when President Bush, by the way, signed that, he smiled, he beamed, and he said to me, I remember that day like it was yesterday.
Wow.
And it was such a great day for me and such a great day for our country.
Well, when you come see the Rolling Stones in Chicago in June, and if and if our schedules intertwine and I buy you dinner, that would be an awfully nice parting gift for me. And I'd really
there you go.
Thank you so much in advance, John. That is so exciting.
There you go.
I actually, you got to make sure you have a picture of it on your phone because I'd love to see it. Because that's a
yeah no I have it on my phone.
I used to collect autographs. I've never even heard of that. I don't think there's another one in the world like that.
It's one of a kind.
Yep.
It's like that, you know,
that's
famous
so
picture of Roosevelt and Stalin.
Yep.
You know, and Churchill at Yalta.
Yalta.
I mean, that's how famous this picture is.
No, that's really
and getting
that's
an autograph.
Very historic. And how do you run into? Yep. Did you get Mikhail Gorbachev to sign? No.
Mikhail Gorbachev. Boy, that was a tough one. So
you got it though. You got that signed by Mikhail Gorbachev.
In person,
unbelievable.
Yes. Mikhail Gorbachev in person, yes. I didn't send it to the Soviet Union or now known as Russia. I got it in person, signed by Mikhail Gorbachev, and he also beamed when he saw that photograph.
Nice.
John Decker, that's as good a story personally about you that I've ever heard. That is really, I'm telling you, that is a one in a lifetime. Nobody else in the world has that signed by three guys. That's amazing.
That's right.
Good stuff. Listen,
you're exactly right.
We appreciate you. We're looking forward to your visit to Chicago in June when you come for the Rolling Stones.
And, exactly. Looking forward to Friday. I think it's June the 21st. Can't wait.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look forward. Hopefully, I'll see you there.
Yeah,
Stevie.
We're trying to figure that out because Coach Ditka should be in town. We need to eat at Ditka's or
that's
something.
That's right.
Awesome.
All right.
I love that.
And then
that'd
if you he'll remember, you talking to him about your book about dads, I'm sure. So.
Exactly. And by the way, George W. Bush is in my book talking about George H.W. Bush. Great story in there, Stevie.
Can
so,
I still,
yeah,
can we still buy that
together.
John Decker book on Amazon? Is it still out there?
Yeah, go get it. It's you can probably get it for $2 and make a great Christmas present.
Well, you bet. It's awesome. What's the title?
Great book. It's called Great Dads.
Love it.
Great Dads.
John Decker, live in the White House. You're the man. We appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, Stevie, have a great day. Great rest of the week and weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, John. John Decker, live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's at the funeral yesterday of George Herbert Walker Bush and has an amazing autograph. I mean, historically, you have Gorbachev, Bush, and Reagan, and they all signed it?
Right.
And Sotheby's said 15,000, and as they pass away, it goes up.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Okay, 843.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Your grandparents bought countertops from his grandfather. Your parents bought countertops from his father. You can buy countertops from him, and your children will be able to buy countertops from his children. Luther Falls has always been here, and they always will be, because they're simply the best at fabricating quartz and granite countertops. I'm Jay Lehman, and that's why I use Luther Falls for my own kitchen countertops. They have the best prices and the best quality from their family to yours. Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, 2706 North Mattis in Champaign, or online at lutherfalls.com.
Well, fall is officially here in Central Illinois, and ABC Heating and Air knows that soon, Old Man Winter will be knocking on your doors. Ensure your furnace is running at its best when you schedule a fall tune-up at ABC Heating and Air. Don't trust me? Read their reviews. Like ABC has come to my rescue more than once this week. We've always gotten great prompt service at a great price with ABC. And ABC is always professional and never overpriced on any item. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 or find them online at abcheatingandac.com.
Okay, you're probably doing some shopping. I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
The average person spends $967. This is from Busey. They remind you to just be careful. Don't get wrapped up too much in emotions, because in January you'll get the credit card bill.
Mm-hmm.
It never fails.
That's right.
You spend it, you'll get it, and guess what? It'll be higher than you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Busey shares some holiday spending tips. Make a list. Check it twice. Know in advance how many gifts to purchase. Kind of have a plan. Be a bargain hunter. Nothing wrong with that. Coupons, free shipping, deal hunting websites. Stick to your list. Factor in other expenses, postage cards, presents, greeting cards. All that adds up. We bought an $8 card the other day. Eight. Review receipts from last year. Kind of get an idea. Save receipts this year so you have it next year. Be cautious with credit. Be cautious with credit. Busey committed to helping you handle your hard-earned money responsibly while enjoying the holidays. Challenge yourself to be both meaningful and impactful. Don't forget those little coupons for back rubs are nice, too. For more holiday spending tips, visit the publications page in the Resource Center at Busey.com today. Busey dedicated to providing support and resources this holiday season, whether it's budgeting or planning your financial resolutions for 2019. Visit any Busey location, 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com today.
Five for free.
That's right. Five for free at Rosati's Pizza on South Gregory in Champaign. This holiday season, buy $25 in gift certificates and get five for free at Rosati's. Use throughout the new year for lunch or dinner, pizza, pasta, salad, sandwiches, wings, and more. Spend $25 in gift certificates and get five for free. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Online at myrosatis.com or call 217-328-2334.
There's nothing like being present together. Show her how you feel with Red Bow Deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow Deals and fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like half-carat total weight diamond bracelets for only $97.49 when you take 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney. Style and value for all. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/8. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Okay, earlier this morning, Chris Thomas, about a half hour ago, Illinois volleyball coach, and I said, you have a great voice. How would you sound at night, say midnight?
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Whoa. All right, let's check your mornings. I think he has a timbre in there that's very good.
You always have kind of an unusual interview technique there.
Yeah, I don't do normal interviews.
Exactly.
Here you go, sports headlines.
And it was great to get the inside story about, you know, Jimmy and Josephine and his 22-month-old and you asking about changing diapers and all that and how they can manage everything.
I didn't want to challenge him, but I know I'm faster. I did three at once, and I could go in 2 minutes and probably cover three kiddos.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty fast. Jimmy, Josephine, and Carly, his three
okay,
kids.
Okay, very good.
And
Illinois volleyball in action against Marquette at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Illinois women basketball team beating Indiana State yesterday, 75-57. Alex Winiger leading the team with the points. We had a loss from our men's basketball team, Ohio State, on top, 77-67. Locally, I know the football coach at Centennial has decided to resign. Lakeevy Johnson has stepped down. We have NFL action tonight, Jacksonville and Tennessee, and Mitch Trubisky is saying he'll be back for that Sunday night game, Bears and Rams.
Yeah, go Bears, beat those Rams.
Yeah.
Saints are one game behind those L.A. Rams. We need the Rams to lose.
And Saints got Tampa Bay, so they should have
hopefully.
That,
huh? It's at Tampa, and Tampa beat them the first time.
Okay.
So. All right. Hold on. Here we go.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Oh, I hear that. Yeah. Yeah.
Michael McDonald. The Season of Peace Holiday and Hits Tour. December 9th, the Virginia Theater, Champaign. Michael McDonald, the night of Christmas music and your favorite hits.
Have yourself
tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org or call 356-9063. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
Catch Mr. Basketball himself each Monday on ESPN 93.5. Fighting Illini Sports Network announcer Deion Thomas joins the conversation each Monday during the 9 a.m. hour of the Jeremy Warner Show. Tune in for Fighting Illini and Big Ten basketball chat all hour long. Join the conversation by texting in at 217-359-2255. Thanks to sponsors including the U of I Community Credit Union, Show Your Spirit with Illini Visa Rewards Card, Rosati's Pizza, located at 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and Dogtown Heating and Air.
This month's Champaign County investigator from the Sheriff's Department is Dwayne Rolfs. Your wife Nikki's in probation work, though. So you're in law enforcement family. Your kids know what you do. What's the reaction from the kids at home?
You know, they're still young, so, you know, it's not that big of a, I guess, an issue for them yet. They're still young, so. My wife's great. She keeps it all together. So without her, you know, it would be chaos.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, so what do you want people to know about the work you do, the work your brothers and sisters do in law enforcement?
Oh, well, I mean, I work with so many great people, and, you know, we've got a lot of people leaving recently and some turnover and the election, of course. But so there's a lot of emotions going on right now. It's good. It's, you know, there's good people coming in, and we've got confidence in them, and I think they're going to do an excellent job.
Dwayne Rolfs, thank you for coming in. Congratulations. Keep up your good work. Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Start a local favorite tradition with Crisis Nursery's Children's Holiday Shop now through December 8th. We're in a new location at 1808 Roundbound Road in Champaign. Kids up to 12 years old shop with a volunteer for affordable, fun gifts. Like us on Facebook or check crisisnursery.net for info on times and celebrity volunteers, including superheroes, athletes from the U of I and Parkland, and Santa himself. Have fun while supporting Crisis Nursery's mission to prevent child abuse and neglect. We look forward to seeing you at the Children's Holiday Shop now through December 8th at 1808 Roundbound Road in Champaign.
They've played for you. They've bled for you. They've shown loyalty. Now it's time to show yours. Create the home court advantage. Pack State Farm Center.
Right wing Jordan for three.
Get your Illini basketball four-game mini plan for only $79 on FightingIllini.com or call 866-ILLINI1.
All right, 852. We've talked a lot about Paul Goldschmidt coming to the Cardinals. That's just great news for St. Louis to get more competitive in that NL Central with the Cubs in Milwaukee. They had to do something, and I said they had to get Harper, Machado, or Goldschmidt. They got Goldschmidt.
Okay.
Mike Claiborne earlier this morning told me he didn't want Harper. And he wasn't sure Matt Carpenter would fit on this team. He would sign Mistakis from Milwaukee as a third baseman. Anyways, fascinating. Claibs always says stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said a bunch this morning earlier. You always get everything on our podcast, right? I mean, it's going to be at ESPNCU.com.
That's right.
And Jeremy Warner is coming up next. And, of course, Illinois basketball. I've been watching this team for a very, very long time. I'm just telling you, you're not going to like the record, but I think there'll be moments, and we had a moment toward the end of the first half last night that was a glimpse of what this program could be, I think. But we're going to lose a lot of basketball this year, folks. I'm sorry. But in February and March, I think we'll be a really nasty team to play. It'll be one of those teams where our record's going to be bad, and yet we can beat you on a given night. Mm-hmm. There'll be that kind of a hopefully improvement.
That's right.
But Brad Underwood was particularly miffed at the end of the game last night.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the officiating was questionable. I saw Jeremy Warner at the end of the bench.
Okay.
sitting down there, taking notes and all that.
That's pretty cool.
Made the TV, but it looked like a pretty sparse crowd, too. It looked like a really sparse crowd.
Right.
Lots of empties.
And the booing I heard at the end was probably about the officiating.
The officiating. They were pretty upset about that. And you know, it was questionable how physical they could be inside and then touch fouls on the outside. You just got to be consistent. How you call them the game? But I know the Ohio State coach got a technical in the first half. I was surprised Brad didn't get one late because it looked like he might have deserved one. He was really going after him. Okay, so stand by. Complete analysis of all that. And I'm sure Jeremy broke the Paul Goldschmidt to Tay yesterday.
Right. I was just seeing Austin get some quotes from that. So it should be neat to see more about Paul Goldschmidt.
Cardinals are looking up at Milwaukee and the Cubs. They have to do, and they're not done. Klaib said you need to sign Andrew Miller from Cleveland and Britton, another great lefty reliever. That would really help that. And he says Moustakas at third, and he's pretty good to go. So we'll see what happens.
Don't forget our Cardinal Caravan, January 18.
The Missouri Farm Bureau, is
That's
it?
Right. Okay. Our presenter, and it's happening at the iHotel.
Yeah. Okay, Diane. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner Show is next. Tane Karp this afternoon. Thank you for listening. And have a great Thursday.
Are you stuck, bored, or underpaid? How about all of the above? Then make 2019 your year to focus on you. Start this January to train for a new career at Parkland College and get a job that you're gonna love. Think you can't afford to go back to school? Think again. There is money available to help you pay for tuition. New year, new you. Parkland College is your community college. They'll help you with those New Year's resolutions. Classes start January 14th. Sign up today at parkland.edu.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
With over 70-plus properties all over campus town, you'll find the perfect apartment with JSM. Check out all of JSM's properties at jsmliving.com. From studios to six-bedroom apartments, all available for the fall of 2019. Residents receive exclusive amenities like 24/7 maintenance, free access to the JSM Fitness Center, and you instantly become part of the JSM VIP program, giving you access to over $225 in savings. Find your place and sign a lease for fall 2019 with JSM. Go to jsmliving.com.
At Scotty's Brewhouse, you'll enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, and ice-cold beer while watching your favorite sporting events. Join Scotty's Brewhouse for their all-day, everyday drink specials. Choose from $3 domestic or $4 craft beer pints, $5 margaritas, or try one of their new $5 crusher cocktails. Make Scotty's Brewhouse your game day destination and enjoy these great specials available all day, every day. Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street, Champaign's craft beer sports bar.
Hi, it's Jay Layman, former University of Illinois All-American linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. When I remodeled my kitchen and I needed new appliances, the choice for me was simple. I went to family-owned Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I went there because of the outstanding customer service and the incredible selection. They offer outstanding quality with a free 10-year protection plan. I have nothing to worry about when it comes to my new appliances. I have Appliance World peace of mind. So the next time you're looking for quality appliances with great customer service, visit Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, located just before the interstate in Champaign, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Or online, it's appliance-world.com. That's appliance-world.com.
Provident.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Your car is in pretty good shape. It's only 6 or 7 years old. You just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. And sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage. Because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch at Advance Auto Parts.
If you're looking for a real estate professional, someone who can meet all of your needs, call Marvin Turner from Coldwell Banker, the real estate group. I'm Jay Lehman, and I use Marvin Turner for his knowledge and expertise.